I'm back. Some people have said that I'm a miracle man, but I say I'm a blessed man. I've missed you all and am very happy that God spared me and has called me to return to be, as Father Ivan calls me, your beloved deacon. So much has gone on in all our lives the past 5 months, and I'm wanting to hear how all of you are handling the unique challenges facing each of us as individuals and as a community in these times. There are a couple of verses in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount that have stuck in my head. In chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus told his followers, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father." If you'd like to brush up on the Sermon on the Mount, look at chapters 5 through 7 in Matthew's Gospel. After my bicycle accident on December 26th last year, in which I broke my fall with my head, my light has not gone out, thanks be to God. Make no mistake, I really hit my head. So I have an excuse if I miss an anniversary or my wife's birthday. However, despite the severe injuries, my light didn't go out, but it has definitely been under a bushel basket for about 4 months. 2 months in Holmes Regional Intensive Care Unit and 1 month in Solaris Nursing Home for rehab. I came close to dying in the days following my fall. I believe that God spared me because He isn't done with me yet. So I have to give Him the credit for keeping me alive. I owe everything else to my wife Susan, who knows me well and who guided the doctors to help me survive. Without going into all the details, in the first few days, she saved my life. My two children were ever present to support Susan and to care for me. I also received physical and spiritual healing through the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, given to me by Father Ivan. He also wouldn't let me die either. Looking back, I am profoundly humbled for all your prayers, the cards, and all the support given to Susan and I by too many of you to name, and by the school students whose prayers I know were heard by God. What jumps out at me right now from this experience is how good and wonderful God is, how my wife and son and daughter stood by me, and the love and prayers of so many of you. I've had to let go of control of my life and trust my caregivers, the surgeons, and the medicine I received. You know, bones don't heal as fast at age 72, but I am coming back. Susan tells me, however, that my bicycle riding days are over. But in gratitude, my light will shine again, because I so dearly want to give glory to God and to be a light for St. Mary Church and School. Thank you, and God bless you all.